Are we recording?
We're still recording right now.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Hey, welcome to Confessions of a Game Dev podcast. We have a special episode today. Trent and I are in the car doing the producerly thing. We are getting sodas for our boys.
Yes. Yes. So we're participating right now in Global Game Jam 2013. It's the fifth year of Global Game Jam, so we're excited to be a part of it. We finished the team building, what was it, team making exercise, and ended up on different teams.
No.
We did. Right.
No, we did.
We ended up on the same team, and then that team split up into two different teams.
Yeah.
Who, we say that we're going to help each other. Are we really going to help each other?
No, because we went across the other side of the building from you.
I know.
For some reason. I'm not sure what happened there. But no worries. No, yeah. Okay, so it was really cool. It was a fun experience. The first couple hours, we got there early. It technically, you could get a sneak peek at 5, but it technically starts at 7. So, come 7, we're all sitting there. We got to watch a keynote, which, actually, it was like this little...
It was awesome.
It was like, yeah, it was like a 5-minute video of this guy that I'm guessing has something to do with the game jam or the pro.
There were a couple.
Yeah, there was two. And both of them were like, you know, get thinking. No. Oh, no. I'll figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about
You're
it.
Right. All right.
So, and it shows this guy, and he's just, like, going through everyday things, and then all of a sudden it shows a game based on that. So he looks at a clock, and then he imagines what it would be like to have a physics ball game bouncing on clocks, and then he's playing with cereal, and then he imagines this game where a frog's eating cereal, just like he's eating it.
They're eating flies.
Yeah, they're eating flies, but he, you know, it was a really...
like awesome games.
Well, and what was cool is... there was zero talking going on, but he was saying, listen, you guys need to be thinking about games every step of your day. You need to be thinking about all the weird things that happen to you and how they're...
and how they can inspire a game, a game idea. I mean, something as simple as putting on clothes. That was the most interesting one to me.
That was cool.
It looked awesome. So, there was this game
we'll
where...
put in the video and just post it, but for sure.
Yeah. Well, you can go to the Global Game Jam website and look at the keynotes. I'm sure it's up there. But the guy, as he's putting on his clothes in the morning, it flashes to this game idea where this guy is running through and, you know, he's jumping and it looks like a platformer. And then all of a sudden he gets to this area where there's a big red block right in the middle of where he can run and he can't run through it. So he has to run back a little bit and jump up and get this red shirt. Well, once he has the red shirt, he can go through the red blocks. And then he gets to a point where there's some blue blocks, and he can't jump over them, but there's some blue pants just behind him. So he runs back, grabs the blue pants, and runs over, and now he can go through blue blocks.
And then there's a really bright light, and he has to get his blue blockers on. Yeah, love my blue blockers.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my gosh. I was afraid that was going to be lost on you.
Wow.
Yeah, you're like...
But
I referenced blue blockers.
It was lost on me. It was filed away in the don't remember these things. Because there's no need.
Yeah. Those are the cool sunglasses on
yeah.
As seen on TV. Anyways, so super cool. Alright, so right after that, they're like, okay, now here's the pitch, or here's the theme, and the theme was just the audio sound of a heartbeat. That's the entire pitch.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, okay, so, and then they said, now some of us had heard it a couple hours before with the sneak preview, and so we had been thinking about it for a while because we had heard it earlier, and then we got 10 minutes figure out what our pitch was, and so we're all just sitting there talking in this big room. And what's cool is there was probably 50 of us, you think, in that room?
Oh, easily.
Easily. So, you know, we're all just gabbing, and I was shocked. I didn't think there would be this many people, and it was fun to see how many people. So we're all sitting there talking for about 10 minutes, and they say, okay, stand up, you got 30 seconds. And they were true to that. Like, if you went over 1 second, you get the beep and they kick you off, and so you're mid-sentence, like, wait, I gotta explain more, which happened to one guy, but everyone kept in 30 seconds, pitched the game.
But even he was just expounding on his idea.
Yeah, it wasn't needed, but it was cool. It's like, all right, pitch and go, and then they locked the door and they said, you cannot leave unless you have a team. So everyone had to have a team by that time. So, did you have a pitch? You had a pitch.
Yeah, I had a pitch.
Tell us your 30-second pitch.
Okay, so, listening to the sound of a heartbeat, it reminded me of the sound of an ultrasound. When, you know, I've got two boys, we went to the doctor a couple times and listened to ultrasounds, and it was really cool. Well, it got me thinking of the sound of the inside of a womb. And so my game idea was you go from conception to basically building this child, and then once the heart starts beating, the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's I've got a lot of ideas around that, like, running through my head right now, so it's something I may go back to in the future.
Yeah.
Even just to play around with the design ideas, because there's some really cool stuff there. I'm really intrigued. But my 30-second pitch was, so the game
yours was a 5-second pitch.
The game is, you go from conception to birth. And that's it. That's the idea.
Yeah.
We had actually fleshed it out quite a bit more.
Fortunately, because the fail state at one point was, you miscarry? If you lose,
yeah,
the baby dies and has to be...
You can start over.
Like,
oh, so it's just like real life.
It's just like real life. You haven't miscarried, have you, then?
No, I haven't.
Oh, because... Anyways. All right, so we're getting out of the car, and we're getting all our sodas here, so yeah. It's going to sound a little differently. And we got... What did we get? We got 3 12-packs and a couple vintage root beers, and someone needed a Full Throttle.
We got Bundaberg root beer.
Bundaberg.
I think it's from Australia.
This podcast was brought to you by Bundaberg root beer.
Bundaberg.
Bundius. You're going to have to call.
Oh, yeah.
We're using my phone. So let's go into my pitch. So now, are you going to work on that game, Trent, or are you working on a different game?
So that's not the game that the team that I ended up on. Uh-huh. They're not creating that game.
Okay.
I really couldn't sell anyone on the idea of conception to birth.
Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately. So the game I did, we were talking about, and someone's like, what if you're an egg? Why do you have to be pregnant and a baby? And it's like, what if you're an egg and you're trying to hatch something? And I'm like, well, what if you control the heartbeat by your tapping a button or tapping the screen, and then based on how you tap determines what comes out of the egg. And I was thinking, I had heard somewhere that if you hatch a chicken egg in one temperature, you get one sex, and if you raise the temperature a little bit, then the sex is different, and then it's a male versus a female. And I thought, so what if the way the heartbeat happens determines what animal comes out? And so we started thinking about, oh my gosh, this, you know, and I thought, okay, I'm onto something here. So I pitched that, and I just said, you're an egg on the screen, and you tap it to define the heartbeat. And based on how you give, what heartbeat you give it during its gestation period is what it shows up as. That was my 30-second pitch. And out comes the creature, whether it has wings, or shoes, or eyes, or legs, or tail, whatever. And I was blown away. Like, a lot of people responded pretty positively to it, and they said they liked it, and it was kind of neat. So that game, I got enough people, and they're going to go on that with us, with me, and
yeah.
We're going to work on that game. Tell them we're on the north side.
Thank you.
And so those are the two games. We're about 2 hours into the game jam, where we've really sat down and worked out with our team what we're going to do. No one's gone to sleep here. I've been watching Twitter, and there's other people falling asleep, but... Oh, cool, someone's come. But it was definitely interesting to see, now that it's coming into the nighttime for the next 8 hours, what's going to happen, how people are going to be acting and working. And so we'll see what happens. We'll keep you guys posted. This will be an updated post throughout the next 24, 48 hours. Have a good day. See ya.